Dollar Tree test is the first recording.
Yeah.
The second recording is Yud. Finish in a Siman. Siman Zion is Aleph through and including Ches.
Holy cow. Okay,
Holy
getting a settle in. Settle in
cow.
because holy
Uh-oh.
cow.
Wrong religion, huh?
Yes.
That's in Tzvachim. That's in Tzvachim.
That's welcome. Very good. Very good. Okay, settle in because there's a lot to do. Okay, Simon Vov, because we do a double tonight. Well, we'll stop the recording after the first one and then re-record. Simin Vav, Klali Brachas. So Dalet. You have to be careful to not say Chas V'Shalom or Bracha, or to cause yourself to say a Bracha Sheina Tzricha. Now, it is an interesting thing that this question gets asked a lot, is what about teaching, ketanim to say brachas? How do you teach a kid to say a bracha if you can't help him out with saying Hashem's name? Right? So the Prima Gadim says that you're allowed to. You are allowed to say the bracha out loud with the child, because that's part of chinuch. That's not called the bracha levatala. Or for somebody
With
who is a
Hashem's
Baal
name?
Tshuva, with Hashem's name, yes. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush?
What does it mean,
So,
the wiz? What
you
does it mean, the
say
wiz,
it.
the chat?
You say that if you're with a Baal Tshuva, he doesn't know how to say a bracha. So you say the bracha. You say Baruch Atah Adonai, whatever, et cetera, et cetera.
So a katan, but what are you considering katan? Like how old?
Oh, so that's a good question. It's got to be a Katan. I have no idea. I'm just thinking it's got to be a Katan who's of the age of understanding, sort of like, 30, 40. That's somewhere in that area. No, I'm kidding. I'm saying it's
Some of them, yeah.
No, I'm speaking for myself, right? No, it's got to be I would say a Katan 7, 8, which by then already they should know. Again, it's not lechatchila to say it like that, but
Oh, so it's
lamaisa
not
the person say it.
like a 3-year-old, a 3-year-old that he's whatever,
No, I
he's
don't think it's
accessing the
kedai.
internet. Oh, okay.
I would say that the best way to teach a kid a bracha is make the brachas out loud, like we learned yesterday. Make the brachas out loud, and then the kid will eventually learn from you. Right?
Sometimes they learn in school something, or on the street they learn something different.
Okay, that yeah, okay. I mean, that would be more, not a common case. Maybe it is common. I don't know.
Is pretty common. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine, and you also shouldn't cause yourself a bracha sheina tzricha, which you see, there's a difference between a bracha levatala means you said Hashem's name for no good reason. Bracha sheina tzricha is you had a good reason to say it; it wasn't necessary. Meaning, if I make a bracha shehakol niyeh b'dvari on my seltzer that I just did, and then I decide to make another bracha on my next cup, that's not a bracha levatala. I'm thanking Hashem. I mean, pashtus is not a bracha levatala. I'm thanking Hashem for giving me this drink. Oh, I just did it 5 minutes ago. Okay, so that's a bracha sheina tzricha, right? But if you have a tzarich to make it, like I had somebody once, we're talking about shilas. I had somebody need to speak to me. I said, I'm not gonna have time to talk. Leave me a voice message. They left me a 4-minute voice message about they're addicted to food.
So
I said,
that's a
very good.
bracha
You're talking to the right guy.
levatala.
So this person stopped washing for food Friday night. They eat only till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's it. They shut it down because if they start eating again, then they'll just eat who knows what. So they get themselves so sick Friday night because they eat so much. So they stopped washing. They want to know what I have to say about that. I said, I don't know. I think you have to wash. I said, I'm going to do, maybe they should do what I plan on doing, which I haven't done yet, which is I'm going to eat some challah and immediately bench Friday night. Like this, I'm too lazy to get up and wash again,
What do you tell me a hard cheese idea?
right? But then I have to make separate brachas on everything that comes after that, which maybe is a bracha sheina tzricha,
It's
right?
not
But
Shani Tricha, it's Tricha.
it's
You want
tzricha, but you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not where it's not where where it's a tzricha. But the pais can say when you're
you
in a
do anything else?
situation and you're doing it for a good reason, that's not called a bracha sheina tzricha, right? Fine. Okay, whatever it is. If we go at this pace, we'll never get done tonight. And let's say you were nichshol and you said a bracha, or for whatever reason, you said Hashem's name. Oh, here is right. So yesterday we said we're gonna get further on in the Siman David of which because you have Lamdeni Chukecha, right? The next one we said when nobody ever remembers, right? Vimiyad Lachar Shehizkeres Hashem. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then you remember Nisker Sheinet Tzarich Levarach that you don't need to make that bracha, right? Meaning you made a bracha shahakol, and then you started making it, and you realize 1 second, I made it. So then Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha Shezeo Pasuk Shalim. That is a full pasuk in Tillim Perikuf Yutes. That's like learning Torah, and that's not Levatola, right? All psukim, you can say, that's another question. People say, can they say Shema with their kids at night with Hashem's name? Why not? It's just a pasuk in the Torah. That's not Levatola. Vim hiskil gam tevas elikenu. W, you're gonna remember this now. Vim hiskil gam tevas elikenu. Meaning, you say Baruch Atah Hashem elikenu. Vinis miyad la'achar shomer elikay. The loy gomar loy mu. Right, this is why it's much harder to remember. Yisayim v'yomer Yisrael avinu me'olam va'ad olam. Right, because
No, I
that's the
will not.
pasuk.
No, I
Shezo
will
gam
not.
kein lashon pasuk. We
No,
did,
I will not remember
and
that.
neither will. I will not either. Maybe take a picture of it.
If you say Hashem's name, what is it?
There's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim
Is
that
that
says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Ve'ad Olam.
say it
Okay,
90 times.
what? I
Okay, I see it in the kitchen room. I'm looking.
mean, you really have to be
Said
chapit
it
in.
90 times.
You're very good, very good. And you have to remember in middle of the word LK before you say new.
I should print it and hang it up on my wall. This way I'll like pass it whenever I need it.
Yeah.
Okay, so even
Now
okay.
the others say, because there's other psukim, and my footnote here it says that if let's say you said the word LK new,
Right.
so then you should finish with the pasuk. From Kabbalah Shabbos, Hashem Elokeinu Atah Nisom Kel Nesei Yisrael Heva Noikem Alali Loisom. Right, because there that's it says Hashem Elokeinu. Even though you said Baruch Atah, Hashem Elokeinu, but so I guess the Baruch Atah in the beginning
How come
doesn't
it's not
ruin it.
plastered? I think we need a PDF on this.
I
I have to
think
plastered. They don't have this
we should do
plastered.
a PDF on this.
I think we need a PDF because nobody knows these. Nobody
Yeah,
knows these.
no, correct, correct. And then
And
there's all this.
how long do you have to say it? What, 6 seconds? You
You
can't do it 47 seconds later.
no, you know, you got to do it. You got to
You have
do
to do
with.
within 10 seconds.
Why are you getting 10? I would say within three, two,
It's
two,
okay.
three.
So unless I have a
Why,
cheat sheet in my
if
hand,
it's a
it's over.
limud, why is it? If it's a limud, then why 2, 3? Because it's really a bracha. That's
It's
what
the
meaning.
time you say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe or something,
No, but
right?
it's a bracha. It's a bracha that you're turning it into a pasuk. So I
But I'm
don't know.
saying you're
Does
turning it into pasuk, you're turning it into limud
You're
instead
right.
of a bracha.
I hear what you're
So
saying. I hear. I don't know. That's what I was. Th I would think.
still on the first one.
Okay. Mikol, let's go by to Mikol. Welcome. Yomer gam bezeh baruch shem kfoid machaseh. You should still say baruch shem. That doesn't cost anything. Fine. Hey, perech alamayim v'shomashiyesh ma meis. This is not so common because we don't really have shchunas anymore. But let's say somebody made a bracha on the water, and then he hears that somebody died. Now, the minig, v'minig hu lishpech hamayim shebeshchunas hameis. The minig is that when somebody dies, so all water in that neighborhood, which doesn't really apply anymore because we consider, it's like a, let's say it would be a two-family house. That's for sure would be a shchuna, right? Maybe attached houses. Maybe in apartment buildings, whatever that type of thing. Either way, the minhag is to pour out the water because it's sakana. So now you just made the bracha and then you heard somebody die. Since you made the bracha, then make sure to drink a little so it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Don't be scared of sakana because somebody who's a shomer mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to him. Then after you drink a little, you spill out the rest. The same thing they say if you're fleishiks and you made a bracha on milchiks, put it into your mouth. If you, it's on a fast day, not Yom Kippur, obviously, but the others. But if you keep, because if you keep a mitzvah, you're not gonna know, you're not gonna have any damage. I had somebody
What
who,
was the
what?
sakana? What's the sakana?
What is the sakana? I have no idea. I don't know. I had a somebody this week who's their relative, mother or something, moved in with somebody who was doing witchcraft. So somebody told them not to go visit their mother because maybe the witchcraft is going to be practiced on them, and they
Like
shouldn't go.
heebie-jeebie stuff or like actual witchcraft? I'm
I
so
didn't
curious.
ask. I didn't ask.
Like a Ouija board kind of thing.
I didn't ask. I just said, "Listen, you're going to visit your mother. Nothing bad going to happen to you." That's my opinion, but I hope I'm right. Okay, well.
Wizard the Mazar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and this is just a
Correct.
chasar of
Right, exactly. Vav. Kol ha-brachos, chutz mi-birchas ha-mazin, im nistapik b'hem im-amorim, oylo amorim, eino chayz ha-mevorach, as we know, the rule is, safik brachos l'hokol. So all brachos except for birchas ha-mazin, if you're not sure if you did it or not, so then you don't make a new bracha. That's why I'm constantly drinking all day, because I can't remember if I ever made bar nefashos, so what I do is I go drink more. Right? Now, birchas ha-mazin is a deraisa if you're full. So that's why it's a much tougher thing. Fine. Okay, Zion. This is something that also people are not makbid on. A person is chayev to make a bracha every day, a minimum of 100 brachas. Right? This was instituted by David HaMelech. All is begamatria kuf, and this he did this. When did he do this? What was the tzara that went on there? But it was a magefa, right? Yeah, that's why during Corona people were trying to make sure they made mea brachas. Ain mea brachas, ain liras Hashem, ala ava isoi, ulazachra tamid al yedea brachas mevarach. Meaning, if you're doing 100 brachas a day, so means you're constantly making brachas, and you have constantly the yira of Hashem on you. Right? And then he continues this aklalos of Mishnah Torah and tzadiches. The curses that are in Devarim. Are there was 98. Uksiv gam kol choliv chol maka hare kuf kuf bracha shana mevarchem chol yoim meginas lenu li natzel mehem. That's the 100 brachas are supposed to help offset the 100 curses. V'shabbos yom tov v'chein b'tayin shachaser min ha-mei brachas. So what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Meaning the majority of our brachas get covered by Shemoneh Esrei, right? You have 19 three times, so that gets you up to 57 right there, plus birchas ha-shachar. Plus the brachas of Kriya Shema twice a day, et cetera, et cetera. So you're pretty much covered if you daven three times a day with that and the bathroom and drinking and eating, you're good. But not a Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you get a Yom Tov and Shabbos, you get knocked down. Right? So mashlimin, that's where you should listen to Chazaras Hashatz. And the girls that get the Aliyah, and Maftirin, the Birchas Hanenin, and you also answer Amen with the Birchas Hanenin. Fine. Ches. Kol bracha she'adam shemei mechaveiroi. Any bracha that a person hears from their friend, kishashemeya, when he hears it, Omri Baruch Ata Hashem, who, when you hear your friend say Baruch Ata Hashem, who Omer Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoi. Right? That's what you're supposed to answer. Right? Ukashigamir is. And when the bracha is over, you have to say Amen. Pirish Amen hu emes. The Pirish of Amen is emes. We have a beliboy. Emes hi habracha sheperach mevarach ani mamon bezeh. It's the bracha that the person is making is true, and I believe it. Ubebracha sheyesh mem gam kein tefila, and brachas that also have a tefila to Hashem. We're going to be brachas shmoneh esrei min ata chaynein ad hamachzis chinasa letzion. Ubebracha sim shalom yichamem amir samin l'shnei dvarim. Then you should have two things in your head when you answer amen. Emes hi habracha, the bracha is true. And that they should be granted b'mehero. And Kaddish, that's only a tefillah in the future. Not this, you just hope that it happens quickly.
So we don't really nobody waits for a friend to respond Baruchu Baruch Shemai. And by the time you're responding it, he's or you are basically you don't hear the rest of the brocha.
Yeah. That's why the Gra says don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. The
Yeah,
Gra held by
so really
Chazaras HaShatz, you
ideally we
don't say
shouldn't
Baruch Hu
say
Baruch
it.
Shemai. What?
So ideally we shouldn't say it.
Ideally, you should say it and the Chazan should wait, or the person should wait.
The person should wait.
Yeah.
Every time you make the brocha, you pause so that everybody would say Baruch Hashem Lachatchila.
Yeah, but not when you're being Yotze Mitzvah.
I'm saying, let's say you want to drink water. Do you have to pause after Hashem so that everybody else has to say Baruch Hashem?
I would think you should, yes.
No.
What?
Who
People don't. You're
doesn't?
right. You're right.
Yeah, I don't
You're
know.
right. I don't know.
I'm saying, but also posing your own brocha for what for somebody to respond. You are like making sort of like a hefsek in your own brocha.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, Baruch Hu Shmoy is a minig, but it's not the. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, weiter. Im Shemaya, who Aymed b'makom she'asalei lehafsik. Let's say the person listening to the bracha is standing in a place where he's not allowed to be, meaning, doesn't mean standing, it means he's holding in a spot where he can't answer. Lo yivarach baruch hu baruch shemay, then he should not say baruch hu baruch shemay. Right, v'cheinim hu shemeya bracha shegam hu tzarich lotzeis bebracha zois, and same thing. We just mentioned this. If you're listening to a bracha that you need to be yotze, like kiddush or something like that, shetenachsheves like ilu amar batzon, has to be as if you said it yourself. G'goyin birchas hashofar or birchas hamegillah lo yomer baruch hu baruch shemayim mishum dezeh havi hefsek be'emtza brachas. That's a hefsek, but the chassidim, I think some of them do. That's when it'll be explained. What are we doing? What we're
We
going
stopped
to do
recording it right now.
right
Yep.
now? Yeah,
Yep.
we'll stop here. Okay,
But yep, you just finished test, right?
yes,
Yeah.
we'll
Okay.
stop there for round one.